Hi there, Mistress Erica here. Today's blog is going to be a little fantasy story. Addicted to My Panty Control. It's a short, erotic story I thought about these past few days while I was battling Irma. Like much of my writing, it's inspired by interactions with you. And this little ditty is no different. If you see elements of you or our call here, it probably isn't a mistake. Made it tingle, didn't I? Enjoy, Panty Boy. After knowing each other for quite some time, hanging out at Enchantrix Empire, sharing their lives, posting about their kinks, enjoying the open-mindedness and support from an expansive variety of people with kinks and fetishes of all kinds. People from all around the globe, a kinky melting pot, if you will. Rarely a harsh word or insult to be seen. Next, they started sharing private messages. Friends, these two unlikely people, different in many ways, in life experience and lifestyles. Numerous posts and instant messages sharing ideas, their day, and yes, sexy fantasies. He loves the idea of coerced femme, helping him feel submissive. At first, it was an interest in panties. How sexy and erotic they were. It excited him, too, to think what lengths he would go. What femme items could she get him to wear as evidence of how much control he gave up? His feelings of submissiveness driving his arousal higher. She loved the idea of a submissive male to her dominant woman. They continued to tease each other relentlessly. And both had great fun with it. Then the day came, as it will, where he or she was finding themselves at arm's length of each other. "Let's meet for lunch," she suggested, and he was powerless to resist. Trying not to get his expectations too high, it was just lunch after all, and he constantly reminded himself of that. After all, they were essentially just friends. But anxiety filled him as the destined meeting neared. He thought she knew him like no other. He never dreamt that a meeting would be possible. Sharing his dirty secrets over time in text and chat. He had confessed so many of his most embarrassing secrets. They had explored together a bit, too, and she was skilled at pushing each one of his kinky buttons. Took great delight in doing so. He adored her attention. He, at being submissive, enjoying the results of her dominance. He had never sat face to face with anyone who knew him so well, and he felt it showed on his face. As he thought of the lunch, he became painfully aware of his arousal. Oh, why? Why was his cock growing? Damn, he was going to have to focus big time to get through this lunch. The day arrived. He went to the restaurant early, waiting for her to come in. Eyeing the front door, the time of their lunch arrived, and he started having a sinking feeling. She played him. Or is she here, looking around quickly, and he just doesn't realize it? She's been so genuine, so solid, didn't seem to be the type to stand him up without notice. Perhaps he had it all wrong. She had played him. 3 minutes passed their meeting time, and he feels a cool hand cover his eyes, and that playful, joyful voice he knew so well, teasing him, saying, "Guess who?" And a bolt of excitement raced through him. She stepped back a few steps, allowing him to turn and stand, and they gaze upon each other in person for the first time. Both pleased, smiling eyes he sees looking back at him, and she immediately reaches for his outstretched right hand, and instead of a hug, as he was expecting, she shakes his hand, palming something to him in the exchange. To further keep him off balance, she unexpectedly leans in to kiss his cheek and whispers to him, "Don't drop it." Pulling back and taking her seat, she's excited to play. The only question is, will he? She watches him take his seat awkwardly and changing three shades of pink, probably knowing what's in his hand, but fearful of looking down. "Will," she purred, "in that tightly closed fist of yours is a pair of satin panties. Don't look at them. They might unfurl, and you don't want that lovely young waitress of ours to see you holding panties here now, do you?" He nervously laughs. She loves to make him feel uncomfortable, love to see the reaction. She spent no time unseating him, sending his mind there, feeling that familiar tingle as she began to play his strings. "Will, I want to play." "You want to play too, don't you? You know how I adore a man wearing panties." And her charming smile and sweet request sent him reeling. He shouldn't do this. He couldn't do this. His rational, responsible mind screamed at him. But what was his cock saying? His cock was screaming yes. Taking a deep breath, he said, "Okay, I bite." "Good. Go into the restroom and change into those panties. Oh, and bring me back your boxers." Gulping, he realizes there's no escape. He has to prove that he plays. There's no way out. He felt physically ill, head spinning, and yet his pelvis was on fire, playing with these fantasies for years, and what she was saying, doing to him, was so surreal. He was both at the same trying time to savor and take in every nuance, but also struggled to keep it together, to appear to be a reasonably intelligent adult, but inside he felt like a pile of jello. He hoped the fire igniting his insides wasn't too obvious, but something about her request made him nod, and he nervously stood and went to the restroom. She sat, smiling, sipping her wine and nibbling on the treats at the table. He was taking a bit longer than expected, and she half expected him to run out the back door and never see him again. She's met his type before. Always dreaming of taking these fantasies to reality, but when reality was here, freaks and runs. But Will does return, with a baseball-sized ball of cloth in his hand, and standing in front of her, back to the rest of the restaurant, he secrets the boy underwear to her. She takes it, looking up at him and smiling, and puts them in her purse. She can't help but notice the bulge he was sporting as he returns to his seat. She started making small talk, and asks if this was any other kind of luncheon. He was awkwardly aroused and so wanted to get out of there. He knew what she was doing. She was playing out one of their favorite shared fantasies, and any moment she was going to invite him back to her hotel. Suddenly and without warning, her stocking-covered foot finds his leg, and her soft foot travels it up to his thigh. He stares wide-eyed at her. "Stop," he asks. "Please, here?" Her smile widens. Sure, I'll stop. Just as soon as you tell me how much you are loving wearing my panties.
Oh, I'm loving them, all right. He chuckles and shifts in his seat.
Come on. I'm really self-conscious here. We can't do this here. I love this, but come on.
And he winks at her, trying to be friendly. Her foot finding his cock underneath that tablecloth presses her soft foot along the strain in his pants.
Tell me, Will, or I'll walk out that door right now.
A bit ashamed, he couldn't stand to resist her any longer, he whispers,
I love wearing your panties, Erica.
And as he was uttering the words, he knew he couldn't stop. Feeling his orgasm lock and load, he floods his pants at uttering Erica. All that time, all those innocuous chats, she had conditioned his brain. He did not see this coming. The thoughts raced through his mind in a split second as he continued sitting there in a puddle of his own cum. Damn it. He was in public, wearing panties, soiling himself. What was he doing? This was not part of his fantasy, not what he found erotic at all. He was too private of a person to want this kind of thing. So why the orgasm? A bit annoyed, his body betrayed him, or was it his mind? Listening to her siren song all those long months, and then a new realization washed over him. He loved it. He felt so many things at once, but one was for sure he felt excited and alive. Sitting there smugly watching this unfold before her, she could really feel the enormity of emotions as she saw them run across his face. At last he was confused and unsure and sat there looking down at the table.
You did very well.
Will, I'm very pleased. And she smiles. Raising his eyes to meet hers, he felt a warmth wash over him, knowing she was pleased with him. The embarrassment wasn't that bad now, and he could better push that little bit of a humiliation aside, knowing that he pleased her. He knew now. He probably needed this all along. She knew it. To really reset what he thought of control, what submissiveness was, giving it up and doing whatever, because it pleased her.
Standing, slipping on her pumps, he wonders where she's going.
Fear rips through him. Is she leaving me? Like this? Walking next to him, she leans down, showing her cleavage, putting her cheek to his, and whispers,
Go buy the panties, Will.
Well, if you want to play some more. She straightens up and walks easily out the door. Now, would you love to play out this fantasy, taking it to the next level? What will Erica have you do with those panties?
I look forward to our next chat. Mistress Erica, Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.